to first give a real big round of applause to the SPJ, Society of Professional Journalism, for inviting us here. Our next poet, her name is Jen Kuipers. And Jenna Kuipers is the founder of Scars Publications, which publishes literary magazines, anthologies, and audio CDs of poetry. She has performed her spoken word across the country, including at the Albuquerque Spoken Word Festival. Jenna Kuipers also runs a monthly poetry podcast and a poetry internet radio station. Check it out. Technology into the poetry world. She has hosted a weekly poetry and music open mic called Sing Your Life. Let's hear a real loud for Jenna Kuipers.
I feel so honored to be here because I'm a journalism major and I'm an editor, and I felt great just to be here, and I feel like I can share anything with you guys because I feel so comfortable here. Like I had a dream the other night. I was walking down the street in a city and a man came right up to me, a skinny man. He lost his hair. And he took my hand and he said that nobody cares anymore. I'm not supposed to be like this. He said, I'm not homeless, you know, I have AIDS. And I wanted to tell him that someone did care, that he didn't have to die alone, but you know how sometimes you can't do things in your dream no matter how hard you try? Well, my mouth was open, it was wide open, but no words were coming out. And then later in my dream, I left that city and I went to a forest. And there were neatly paved bicycle paths and trash cans every 50 feet and trash every 10. And as I walked along, a raccoon was walking by. She had a few little baby raccoons following her. It was so cute. I wish I had my camera. And then she walked right up to me and she said, thank you for not buying furs. I know you humans are pretty smart. You've got to be able to figure out a way to keep yourselves warm without killing me. And I said, you know they don't do it for warmth. They do it for fashion. They do it for power. And she said, I know, but thank you anyway. I walked a little further, and there was a brand new stray cat. I mean, she still had a little neon collar on and a little bell. And she walked a few feet, stretched her front paws. Oh, she looked so darling. And then she walked right up to me. And she said, in some countries, I'm considered a delicacy. And I said, how do you know of these things? And she said, when somebody eats one of you, word gets around. And her little ears were standing straight up, and she said, and in some countries, the cow is sacred. Wouldn't they love to see how you humans prepare them for slaughter? I hang them upside down and slit their throats so their still beating heart won't drain out all the blood for you. She said, isn't it funny how arbitrary your decision to eat meat is? And I said, don't put me in that category. I don't eat meat. And she said, I know. And then I woke up in a sweat. So tell me George Bush, so tell me Newt Gingrich, so tell me Tom DeLay, so tell me Rush Limbaugh, so tell me Sean Hannity, if you woke up from that dream, would you be in a sweat too? I know you're sitting there looking at me and thinking that I'm an extremist, but I'm sitting here looking around me, writing about all the destruction caused by family values, and thinking that the right, moral, nonviolent decisions are also those extreme ones. In our lives, we dump our wastes into our lakes. We pump aerosol cans and exhaust pipes, and you tell me I'm extreme. But I think we just keep doing it because we don't know how to stop. And deep inside, we feel all the pain, and we try to control it by popping a chemical-filled painkiller, and we live through the guilt by taking caffeine, nicotine, morphine. We keep ourselves thin with saccharin, and we keep ourselves sane with our alcohol poisoning. Yeah, I don't know if it's for my dreams or not, but I've learned that in the wild, you have no power over anyone else. Now that we're civilized,
We have to heal ourselves from all of our newfound pain, because maybe we are really only wild animals at heart.